Welcome to Uplift, inspiring stories to uplift the world. I am Gemma Serenity Gorokoff, your host, and today we have Angie Weber joining us. She is a parent coach and she has a parent toolbox to share with you. Welcome, Angie. Thank you so much for joining us today.
Well, thank you so much for having me and being able to share my story.
Absolutely. So let's talk a little bit about your story precisely. What led you to creating this parent toolbox?
Yeah, well, it's been a wild ride, I'll say that. In 2020, my husband and I were starting to recover from an infidelity in our marriage, and it sent me on a complete healing journey over the next, I'm still on it after 4 years of really trying to figure out who I was, what I wanted to be, how to repair a marriage, and also how to repair myself. Mm-hmm. And we had done a lot of the work together, going to therapy every single week. And there was just a point where I felt, you know what, there's something still not okay in me. And I really need to figure out what that was and what kind of tools I could use in order to feel whole again. And so I was talking to a girlfriend of mine who was in an inpatient treatment center. And I remember feeling pretty envious. I was like, oh my gosh, you got to go away for this long and spend time on yourself. Like, that sounds so amazing, but I can't do that. I have little kids and I have a house and a business I'm trying to run and all these different things. And she really encouraged me to get into an outpatient treatment. So I ended up finding one here locally where I am. And I went in for anxiety, depression, and PTSD. And it was one of the hardest things that I went through. I remember sometimes like joining on to the group sessions and I was like, I have a therapy hangover. I don't want to talk about my feelings anymore. Like, this is challenging. And of course I had my self doubts of, well, is my issue really that bad? I could be taking up space for someone else who needs it more than me. But then I became really empowered that I do deserve to do this work and I do deserve to spend time on myself to get me back to a healthier spot so that I could not only be a better person for myself, but a better mom, a better wife, a better friend, better daughter, all those different arenas. And the information that I learned through that intensive treatment was mind-blowing to me. And it was also a little sad that I had to go through some sort of trauma in order to learn this stuff. And I started thinking, why aren't we telling people more about this? And so I started using a lot of the tools that I was learning and saw a huge difference within me. And I also saw a huge difference in my kids on how they were able to express their emotions, how they were able to communicate with me. I saw our bond getting deeper. Things were just a lot lighter around our house. And so I started sharing it out there. I just had this huge passion of, you know what, something good has to come out of the last couple years. And so I actually did. I'm a huge essential oil user. I've been educating people about them since 2016. And I did an oil class called the Parent Toolbox, where I was incorporating holistic options along with some of these techniques and concepts that I had learned through my time in that intensive program. And so many moms afterwards said, wow, why aren't we teaching this to kids? Or gosh, I really wish I would have had these tools when my kids were younger, because they probably think all I did was yell. And from there, I developed the Parent Toolbox because I just felt this need to get this information out there to help parents feel more confident in their approach so they can create lasting bonds with their kids. And the thing is that for us parents, it's actually a lot harder sometimes to build up those toolboxes because we've been hardwired for so long. And we can still make changes to make us feel more confident while modeling the right behaviors for our children so they can also create their own toolboxes as well that are going to help them on later on in life.
How amazing is that? So may I ask you one or two examples that you have in your toolbox?
Absolutely. One of my favorite things to talk about and to teach parents about is called the window of tolerance. Now, this was developed by Dan Siegel. He has a lot of amazing videos out there. So if this piques your interest on it, definitely go take a look at some of his stuff. I like to make it into kind of more of a kid version, knowing and understanding that we're not going to go to our four-year-old and try to explain this concept to them. But I think it's really important that we as the adults really learn and understand it, because that's where a lot of the work starts. again, a lot of us grew up hearing messages of don't be angry about that. Why are you crying? It's not a big deal. Don't show people your emotions. You know, just be quiet and don't say anything. And so what that did for us adults is we started really suppressing our emotions. So when they start coming up, we're like, oh, this is really uncomfortable. I don't really know what to do with these. And then we may go to survival coping skills versus ones that are healthy and safe for us. So the window of tolerance is the concept is pretend that you're standing in front of a window. You're standing up straight and confident, and you can see and take in everything that's happening outside. So you can see the colors of the trees. You can hear the birds chirping out there. You can maybe smell the dew on the grass. And this is where we're in our sweet spot of emotions. Now, it's very normal during the day that we're going to get bumped a little bit, right? Like maybe we got stuck in traffic for an hour and we were late to a meeting, or perhaps we told our kids, hey, I told you 3 times to pick up your jacket and it's still laying on the floor. Like there's little things that are going to happen during the day, because otherwise it would just be meh all the time. And that's not the human experience. So what we really want to start paying attention to is when we start getting out of that sweet spot. So the first one is you can go to is hyper arousal, or high activation, as I like to call it. And I really kind of label this as bouncing off the ceiling. So if you're bouncing up and down off that ceiling, there's no way you could take in everything that's going on outside that window. This is when we get into our fight or flight mode. And on the opposite extreme, we can then go into hypoarousal or low activation, as I call it. And that would be like if we were laying on the floor and we can't even lift our head up to see outside that window. And so we really want to pay attention to the situations that are happening in our lives that are sending us into one of these kind of extremes of emotions so that we can better identify them, then reach into our toolbox and be able to use healthy, safe coping skills in order to get back to that sweet spot more effectively and faster. And there are definitely a ton of them. There are different ones that people can use that might work well for me and might not work well for you, Gemma, but we can do breathing exercises. We can do the 5-4-3-2-1. We can listen to happy music. There's so many options, but the more we can understand about how these emotions are coming up in us, the better we are able to start making the changes that we want so we can get back to that sweet spot more effectively and faster.
How amazing is that? Thank you so much for sharing. It really, I mean, it's very beautiful and useful to understand what is our window of tolerance. Up to what point can we handle being like bombarded and constantly requested our attention on anything, or on the contrary, like completely feeling not only alone, but like discarded or things like that. That's amazing to have that tool and to be able to actually navigate between those two extremes to come back to something that feels good, okay, and that allows to handle everyday stress.
Because a lot of times when we get into one of those extremes, we kind of shut off, and sometimes we don't even know how to communicate it to the people around us. And if we're going into our fight or flight really frequently because of work or other situations or triggers that are happening in our life, it's really often that we might yell at our kids, or we might feel really distant from them because we're going through our own stuff, but they're interpreting it as possibly like, oh, mom's mad again. I did something wrong. She doesn't love me as much. I'm a bad kid. So they can start having all these internal thoughts based on what they're seeing from us. And that's why I love working with the parents on how can we start, you know, really understanding emotions in yourself so that we can have proper communication with our kids, especially when we're going to be outside of these, that sweet spot. And for some of your listeners, they might think, well, that sounds great, but how do I know if I'm getting into that high activation or low activation? And so again, it's going to take a little bit of time because we've been hardwired for so long, but I always tell people to check in with the 5 core organizers. So you can just do kind of a quick body scan of where are any body sensations happening right now? Do you feel like butterflies in your stomach? Do you feel tension crawling up your neck? And then you can think about your body movement. So for me personally, when I'm in my fight or flight or about to go in there, I can feel myself needing to move, like the energy needs to come out. So my leg goes up and down a lot. Or if I am in my low activation, I know that I feel really heavy and just drained, where the thought of even moving my body seems just so far out there because I don't have the energy. Then you can think about what kind of thoughts you're having. Are they self-doubt, like more negative thoughts? Are they coming in really fast where they're just like flying by? Or are they coming in really slow where you're like, oh, I can't even finish this thought right now or really process it to communicate with my kids or with my spouse or with this other person? And then we got to think about our emotions as well, of what feelings are starting to come up in these areas of, am I feeling sad? Am I feeling discouraged? Am I feeling frustrated? So we can just do a quick body scan and checking in with ourselves so we can start better identifying those cues that are sending us into one of those extremes.
That is right. Absolutely right. Absolutely right. Angie, where can people reach out to you, making sure that they have a website, something, maybe Facebook? How?
Yeah, they can go to theparenttoolbox.info. And on there, I have a lot of great downloads that they can grab up for free. They can schedule a call with me. They can listen to my podcast. Lots of opportunities. I'm just so passionate about sharing information because I saw what an impact it had on our lives. I see the day-to-day impact it has on my clients. And I just am really hopeful that people understand that there is a better way to feel more confident at the end of the night. So they're not going to bed consumed with guilt, thinking that they're messing up their kids. Because the truth is we all kind of mess up our kids one way or another. There's no perfect parent. So my whole thing is about not perfection, but empowerment.
Not perfection, but empowerment. How beautiful is that? Well, how do you feel now, 4 years after this big awakening trauma, and realizing, okay, I was in such a bad state, and now I feel empowered? Mm-hmm. Do you have a quote or something that you have in mind that you could share with us? Do you want to maybe expand a little bit on how you feel good now?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, it's been such a change in myself, in my confidence, in how I handle situations. I mean, I've even asked my kids, do you feel like I'm a better mom after the last couple of years? And they instantly nod their head. And I was like, okay, you answered that very fast. I understand. But it's really good to hear. However, I think just really having that awareness was something that I was lacking before, because even though I had a great childhood growing up, things about mental health, emotions, those were kind of always swept underneath the rug. So I feel empowered myself now. And after 4 years and around this, the discovery date, I remember just feeling this sigh of relief. Because I was able to understand my body better, of it getting stressed and the trauma kind of coming back up, but I was able to handle it with such grace for myself of, you know what, I need to rest right now instead of constantly going. And it's just this, it's hard to explain how empowering that is and how important it is, because not, again, only for me, but for my children to see that as well, of we can get through hard things and there's something really beautiful that can come out of all the brokenness.
Beautiful. Indeed, sometimes our brokenness, when we feel broken inside, that is what we call our brokenness. When we feel broken, it's actually we are being rebuilt from the ground up into something or someone so much more beautiful, stronger, smarter, more sensitive to the environment as well.
Yeah. Yeah. And one of my favorite things that I learned through the program that I literally carry with me all day, because I now have it tattooed on my body, is the saying, all of me with me, all of them with them, really understanding that we are only in control of ourselves and our emotions and our actions. And we cannot be consumed with other people's thoughts or behaviors because we have no control over that. And so that was a huge learning lesson for me too, of not carrying everyone else's stuff around with me, but really focusing on me and what was important and how I behaved in certain situations.
That too is an amazing quote. Thank you very much. So you tattooed it on your body. Whoa.
I did. I went a little extreme with it, but again, it's just such an important reminder to myself that that's the kind of that's how I want to lead going forward. And again, that empowerment, that freedom to feel like I have control in certain things that I do, understanding that there are always going to be bumps in the road, right? Like, we're always going to be hit with something going through life. And I think that's another reason I'm so passionate about working with parents, is that we really need to start preparing our kids for that, because they are going to run into challenges and do heartbreak and different situations as they go along in their life. And we're not always going to be next to them to save them and to guide them. So we need to give them their own tools so that they can be resilient and understand how to get over those hardships that come along with life, so that they can make it over on the other side feeling empowered and free as well.
What that makes me think as a closing remark is that empowered parents create resilient children, or we can say the contrary, resilient parents create empowered children.
Yeah,
that's true. There is a real correlation here. Thank you.
Yeah.
All right, Angie, thank you so much for having joined us today, sharing your wisdom, your ideas, theparenttoolbox.info, and it's really amazing. I'm very grateful. Thank you.
Well, thank you so much.